Hi, this is a dictation for patient Pamela Lewis, PAMELA LEWIS. Pamela Lewis, date of birth is 3/19/93, date of accident is 6/15/2021, date of service is 3/16/2022. Ms. Pamela Lewis is a victim of an automobile accident that occurred on 6/15/2021, where she was rear-ended. The accident led her to have severe pain in the neck, mid-back, upper back, lower back, right shoulder, pain in the left knee and left ankle. She has been undergoing physical therapy and chiropractic treatment together. She goes to My Physical PT, and she also reports that she was recently went on a vacation to New Orleans, and due to the travel and excessive moving, she is hurting more. Her pain level currently is reported to be 10 in the neck, mid-back, upper back, lower back, knee, and the ankle, as well as shoulder. The patient reports 20 to 30% improvement in the pain level since the time of accident. The ADLs are affected currently at 10 in every category, including general activity, mood, walking ability, work, relationship with other people, sleep, and enjoyment of life. The system review is as follows. In the neurology and psych, patient reports headaches, but no dizziness, vertigo, no vision disturbance, or double vision at this time, as well as patient has difficulty sleeping and anxiety, depression, as well as chronic fatigue. But patient does not report any loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, lack of concentration, or any other problem. In the pain and numbness, patient reports that there is shoulder stiffness, neck stiffness, lower back stiffness, clicking and grinding, numbness, nerve pain, sciatica, lower back pain, mid back pain, upper back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, ankle and foot pain, and difficulty walking. In the GIA, patient denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, or any incontinence of the urine or bowel, no painful urination blood in the urine, only frequency of the urination is reported. In the respiratory, there is asthma and coughing, but no trouble breathing, chest pain, or shortness of breath. In last 30 years, patient reports that her pain level temporarily has worsened to 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, and there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, fall, or any new accident, no weight loss, and current pain medication are Tylenol with codeine. The substance abuse patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen, and in the substance abuse patient is utilizing marijuana for pain relief. The physical examination reveals that blood pressure is 111 over 68, pulse is 96, pulse ox is 100%. And the rest of the physical examination is identical to previous visits of 2/15/2022, dictation number is 0215-039. Along with diagnosis, plan of care is to continue medications, naproxen 500 twice a day, melatonin 10 at night for sleep, flexible 10 twice a day for muscle relaxation, lidocaine gel 3% for topical pain relief. She's also provided with the Furoscid 1 to 2 every 6 hour, PRN 75 tablets for headaches, gabapentin 60 mg twice a day for neuropathy, Tylenol with codeine number 4, one daily PRN for 30 days are provided. She also has been provided with hydroxyzine 25 mg 1 to 2 every 6 hour PRN for anxiety, along with Wellbutrin XR 150 mg daily for help with the depression, anxiety, and relief. She's been referred to Dr. N. Verma for neurology consultation to identify need for any TBI. And other than that, patient is quite stable. Her meds have been reviewed, labs have been reviewed, new labs have been ordered. Patient underwent a diagnostic testing for a nystagmogram, but it has not been obtained yet. The reports I could not discuss, but the patient is being sent for a neuropsych evaluation for ruling out physiological aspect of the TBI, so that she can get therapy. That is the idea. Other than that, the patient is stable, and Her MRIs are found positive. She has a bilateral sacroiliitis, for which she is getting therapy. Her shoulder on the right side had a grade 1 flap tear of the left labrum. The lumbar spine is completely normal. However, in the cervical spine, there is a herniated disc at C3-4. The patient was proposed to have injections to the shoulder as well as to the cervical spine and bilateral SI joints. The patient is being scheduled and should be seen soon, and then her injection therapy can begin. Other than that, there is no other additions to her treatment plan, and we'll go from there. Thank you.